Hi, everybody. Daniel Gregory. Thanks for tuning in to another episode of The Perceptive Photographer. So this week I was having an interesting conversation with somebody about the nature of setting up their camera for really crisp, sharp focusing. And we talked a lot about hand-holding techniques and how you want to make sure your arms are in and you get yourself braced, camera pushed against your face nice and tight, you know, hand under the lens so that you have every opportunity to really hold the camera as steady as possible. And then he asked about back focusing. And I was like, well, you know, in modern day lenses, back focusing and front focusing aren't things that happen a huge amount. You might see them in some older lenses more regularly, but it's pretty rare today. There's some tests you can run for that. And of course, little did I know that what he actually meant was he wanted the back focus button turned on his camera because he had read that would actually make for sharper images when you're focusing. And so we got that all set up on the camera. And then we talked a lot about the different focusing methods that are out there and the different options between single point and group areas and 3D tracking and 51 points and 21 points and 9 points and 64 points and all the different options that cameras can do to track and really how amazing it is that this autofocusing technology can work the way it does. Because even in pretty low light, you can get those cameras to grab points of contrast change or movement change and stuff and really kind of grab the sharper part of the image. And if you were using a camera years ago when it was all manual focus, I think it's easier to be more mesmerized by actually how effective that autofocus is and how fast and responsive it is. And so we talked more and more just about that, making sure that, you know, you at least practice some of those skills. Because one of the other things I do think can happen is that autofocus, as smart as it is, as well adaptive as it is, you know, sometimes you actually have to do manual focusing to get the image you want. You need to be able to do that responsibly well. So there's some practice that needs to happen there. There's some technique that needs to happen there. And it's something that, you know, over the course of time, I think you get better and better at. And so as the conversation wind down and we went our separate ways, I realized I really kind of thought a lot about that notion of focus when it comes to photography, because we'd spent an hour having a conversation about all these different things to set up. And it was really from a technical standpoint. And I think there was something, you know, that I was an opportunity missed, so to say, about how to have this conversation in a meaningful way that's beyond just what the technology does, because I think that is part of it. I think you have to get the camera set up so that you can get a sharp, clear image. But I was reminded of a couple of quotes by some pretty well-known photographers that I love, one of which is by Henri Cartier-Bresson, which was, "Sharpness is such a bourgeoisie concept." And then the second quote is by Ansel Adams, in which he says, "There's nothing worse than a sharp photo of a fuzzy concept." And I think, you know, both those kind of illustrate an interesting chance to segue out of this very technical concept of focus to focus in photography. And I'm not saying that you focus on a specific genre or subgenre of photography, but really having some focus and clarity on meaningful interactions with your work, a focus on the purpose of your work, a focus on ultimately where you're going with your photography, and a focus somewhat on, you know, how you describe and talk about your work, which is something we've talked about in the podcast before about how important that vocabulary building is. And so as I was thinking about, you know, there's got to be a better way to explain this and kind of have this conversation so that those two could kind of meld, you know, closer together. Because I do think if we could get our head around focusing behind the camera is important from a technical standpoint, absolutely. But if we could apply the same concepts to the more esoteric feeling, emotional intention side, I think we'd end up with better images. So I was at home, you know, got the pen out, started doing some doodling and thinking about this. And, you know, I kind of liked the idea of taking auto-focusing system, some of that technology behind that, and really kind of distilling that down into some other concepts that we could then apply. So, for example, if we take the concept of that single point autofocus system, where it's, you know, looking at the crosshair or the little box through the viewfinder, and as long as you get whatever you want in focus on that spot, you absolutely know that's going to be in focus. Independent of depth of field, independent of all those other things, if you do your job, shutter speed and all that comes into account, you actually end up with a sharp point at that. That's analogous to really having that single-minded purpose when you go out and photograph. You have clarity on what you want. You know exactly what you want. And so you go out and you create that. But one of the pitfalls of that, at least that I found in my own work, is I get so obsessed with making sure that that single point is in focus that sometimes I forget to look at the rest of the frame. And so this idea that, oh, I have point of purpose, but what I lack is an awareness of what else is going on around me and how much do I have actually in focus? How clear is the overall image? even though I got that single point of purpose and focus, maybe there needs to be more to be developed there. Which then led me to take the next step up in focusing, which is I'll just go to a group area. I'll go to a wider area, more focus points. You know, and what does that allow me? So if I take that concept, now that gives me some more latitude where, you know, this general area of the frame can go into focus. It lets the subject move a little bit. It can still track and hold the image in a sharp focus. But now if I, you know, equate that to concepts and ideas, you know, I now have more pieces of data, more points to actually look at, more things to actually think about. And so can I go through and figure out a higher level understanding of my own work if I'm thinking about multiple things about the work rather than just a single point of purpose? And I do think that makes for stronger work. I think ultimately, if we think about our photography on multiple levels, I think we end up with stronger photographs. And I think if in the world of the analogy to focusing, you know, if I give myself a few more data points to actually work with, I think I might be able to end up with a stronger image. In focusing with behind the camera, you know, it might be appropriate to have that single point versus a group area, 9 points versus 21 points. But I think, you know, the analogy of, you know, the little bit more concept, a little more data, a little bit more clarity, more points in my head behind the camera kind of helps inform what kind of decision to make from a technical standpoint moving forward. You know, then I think about, you know, what about those times where I'm not really clear on what the subject matter is, but I'm out working and I have a bunch of thoughts in my head. And to me, that's kind of analogous to that 3D tracking concept we see in a lot of the higher end cameras where they're able to find the subject and follow it through the frame and see how it actually moves. And I think that's all really interesting. And one of the things I think that does is if I can get my mindset behind the camera, behind this is something I'm figuring out as I shoot, as I'm working behind the camera, and I'm having to track multiple things moving forward and backwards as I attempt to make sure to hold clarity on what I do understand, and then how to expand the overall impact of the image to the viewer, I think is a little bit analogous to that 3D focusing. Because at the end of the day, what we're ultimately trying to get is meaningful work, has some level of joy for us as the photographer, is able to bypass our own judgments that we put on the quality of our work, and really move forward into creating something that matters. And I think, you know, having some sense of focus in the work is really important. There's times when, whether it's clear or not, we have to start stepping closer and closer to that. And as much time as we spend trying to figure out whether we're back button focusing or shutter release, back focus, forward focus, which servo component to use, should we be in continuous, should I shoot this in manual? You know, there's about 10, 15 different decisions we've got to make there in addition to actually then dealing with focusing on the subject. I think if we can really take that same energy and apply it back into the work we're doing on the focus for the intention of the work, you know, and figuring out, are you at a single point in your work? Are you at a group area? Are you 3D tracking? Do you need 51 points or 9 points of focus? Where are you in your actual body of work? I think would be really useful before stepping out and getting behind the camera. So one of the things I would encourage you to do is, you know, pick a couple of projects you've created that you're working on now, and, you know, and get some of those focus terms written down and try to figure out if your intention was going to be applied into the technology, what settings would you actually use? Can you understand better where your gaps are and things you don't understand, parts of the project that need to be completed, just by applying, you know, very technical words that you're familiar with to maybe concepts that you're not so familiar with? And I think by doing that, you might find a unique and different way of actually thinking about and talking about your work. So I hope this has been helpful for you. A little thought on non-technical overlays of focusing on a very technical subject. Best of luck to you behind the camera this week, and I look forward to talking with you next time. Don't forget, you can subscribe to us on iTunes, or you can find us at www.theperceptivephotographer.com.